find something happening in our studios, Walter, that doesn't happen very often.
We have a studio audience.
Did you realize
over here
that you're a photo op?
I know. There's like we're being looked at. Well, that's because our guest is here. We've been talking about it here. Yeah, everybody. We've been talking about it. Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist here with us once again. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I come here pretty often.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
How formal we are. Right?
you're on a UP tour right now. Spent some time down in Dickinson County, Delta County, meeting with a lot of different folks. How's the trip been so far?
It's been super productive. It's good to be back here in the UP. It's a little warm, and there hasn't been that much snow. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, I think it's important that I'm here just to highlight economic opportunity and growth and talk about some of the things the governor and I are looking to make sure that our communities can thrive in the UP.
Now, one of the big things, of course, is the governor has put out the budget proposal, sort of the first shot in the process of coming up with a new budget for the state. Few things in it that connect, I think, pretty well here in the UP and in Marquette. One of those is taking a look at like higher education funding with Northern Michigan University. Yes. You're going to be there a little bit later today. But what's in the budget that way as Northern is a big component of our community?
So I think I'll start with the higher education funding. The governor and I have increased funding to higher education every year we've been in office, and this will be the sixth budget in the world we propose to do so. The big anchor, however, on higher education is something we're calling the Michigan Guarantee. Mm-hmm. So we want families that are choosing to live here in Michigan to know that they are going to have amazing education for their kids, starting with childcare through universal pre-K. It'll be available to every four-year-old starting this next school year. Have a great, well-supported K-12 education system, and then that the first 2 years of college, you'll be able to go to community college in Michigan, tuition-free with the Michigan Guarantee. So I visited Bay College, for example, yesterday in Delta County and talked with the president, met with some of the students there. But the fact that the students will know that when you graduate from high school in Michigan, you will be able to get an associate's degree is super important.
So is the end goal of this, with a lot of times with two-year degrees, it has a more vocational focus. Is it looking at that, or are you looking at having this be a farm into the four-year public universities?
I think that more than one thing can be true, and both of those things are true. So for those who a vocational path makes sense for them and their family and their career, mm-hmm. want to make sure there's no barrier to them doing that. But a lot of these folks are going to end up going to these two-year colleges and then transitioning to get four-year degrees. For example, I met the welding instructor at Bay College, and one of the things he told me is that he went through that program and then transferred to Ferris to get a mechanical engineering degree. So I think we're going to see a lot of people who make that choice. And he's coming out of that as a better credentialed person mm-hmm. than someone who merely just got a degree in mechanical engineering. So it's going to make him more attractive in the job market.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist with us here today. With that entire looking at that, you're going to be at Northern a little bit later on today, meeting with folks there. What are you looking to showcase when you talk to the folks at NMU?
Economic opportunity. I'm going to be there with the team from InvestUP. And I was actually in Crystal Falls a couple of days ago to highlight a missing middle housing project that they're developing there. 68 units of affordable housing, and it's like different kinds, single family, mixed use, seniors, young families are going to be able to live in this housing. But it's using an innovative program that Build UP started, thanks to some states that InvestUP started, called Build UP. Mm-hmm. It's using some state resources that we appropriated last year to the tune of $15 million that not only supports the development of new and affordable housing, but also the creation of public infrastructure, because two new public roads are going to be developed as a result of that.
Joining us in the studio here this morning again is Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, talking about some of the highlights in the budget. And a moment ago, you alluded to housing and a housing project. Housing is a big component of the governor's budget proposal, including renovation and building and putting money toward that. Can you outline that a little bit?
Absolutely. This has been a priority for us in every community I visit, especially in the UP. One of the first things out of people's mouths, but what they want to see is more affordable housing. The fact that we can't attract talented people to stay or live in our communities, because when we recruit someone for a highly specialized job, they can't find an appropriate home to live. The new president of Bay College, it took them almost a year to find an appropriate home for her. There's a shortage right now in terms of teachers. When I was at Norway High School, they've been looking for a science teacher certified in biology for 3 years. And one of the bottlenecks has been not just a person with that particular credential, but also finding a home for one of those kind of teachers. And so that's why in this budget proposal, we're accelerating $1.4 billion in additional investment in affordable housing. That's on top of the 200 plus million that we've invested over the last 5 years. It's really jumpstarting the fact that we've underinvested in housing for the last 40.
You mentioned that in this budget proposal, now we know what happens next is there are other sort of alternate proposals, and then the negotiations begin. What kind of outlook do you see for that process?
I actually think this housing is going to be one of the biggest areas of bipartisan consensus. So I think that this is going to land, I think, pretty much where we hope it will, which is a generational investment to build new homes, to renovate existing homes, to come up with the creative programs with partners like InvestUP here, but also we have our locals who are super excited to dig into these projects. And I think it's gonna create more just vibrant places where people want to live. We're gonna do placemaking projects. We've had amazing placemaking grants even here in Marquette, mm-hmm. and other communities in the UP that I think are gonna say that this is the right place to build a family.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist with us this morning. Mark and I have been talking through the course of the program that we either need to get you tonight into a dog sled or get you tobogganing down the hill.
Isn't there like a height limit for that stuff?
There probably is, but that's what we like.
But remember, there is no height limit because you're actually laying down.
You're just kind of getting leaned down, you know. So
I'm still tall laying down.
it's a horizontal thing, not a vertical thing.
I know you will be doing visits over at Northern here a little bit later. And some other places in Marquette. We appreciate your time this morning. I'll look for you this evening at the opening comments of the Festival of the Sled Dog. And as always, you're welcome, sir.
Thank you,
come
sir.
On by.
Good to see you.
Glad to be here with you. That is Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He's preparing. I think he's going to figure out how to fold himself in.
And I think he's probably gotten used to the two of us.
I don't know. This may have been the last visit he's going to ever give us.
Good to know you.
If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.